Welcome to the State of Wyoming Subject Matter Minute, where we cover a wide variety of subjects related to State of Wyoming employment. This information is for you and me, the state employee. From hidden benefits to systems and processes, we'll make your job easier by giving you the lowdown, the how-to, and hopefully entertain you a bit along the way. And now, today's Subject Matter Minute. Hey, 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 welcome to episode number 3 of the Subject Matter Minute. Thanks for joining me again. Appreciate it. So before we get to this week's subject, I wanted to discuss the frequency with which I'm going to do this show. I think I was a little bit ambitious early on when I was saying once a week, so I'm going to back it off to once a month. All right, I hope that doesn't disappoint anybody out there. But I don't want to be the guy that's harassing everybody with emails and phone calls to try to get topics. Okay. I think once a month is a good baseline. If we get more topics, I will certainly produce more. But for now, look for it once a month. Okay. And I would like to, before we get started, also thank last episode's subject matter expert once again. That was EGI, or Employee Group Insurance. They helped us out with vision benefits. Hopefully, if you were thinking about getting vision benefits or paying for that extra benefit, that it helped you decide whether or not to do it. And if you already had it, hopefully it helped you figure out how to use it best. All right, so let's get on with episode number 3. This week, the subject is mediation. All right, mediation. Now, before I get started, I want to mention a couple things. First of all, I just ran through this entire episode nearly perfectly and then realized I wasn't recording. So, yeah, this one's probably going to suck. Anyways, first of all, I want to thank this episode's subject matter expert, who is Carla Smith of HRD. She's a senior human resources consultant with HRD and a coworker of mine. And she's a project coordinator that works on special projects as well. And one of her special projects has been to head up the mediation program. So all of her information is going to be below. And after I explain everything about this, you can contact her with questions or if you need to use the service. Okay. So mediation, what is it? Well, really, it's an informal process to resolve conflicts between employees. It's really that simple. Okay, so it's used in order to not move on to other processes, such as grievances. All right, so that's what it is. Let's talk about some of the advantages of it. It's a voluntary process that's offered to all state employees. It's a fair process. It's a confidential process. And what it does is it opens up avenues of communication. You know how it is. Typically, these problems are communication problems. Okay, so that's what it does. And it also offers the opportunity to resolve these issues at a low level instead of bringing in all the big wigs and going through processes that require a lot of paperwork. All right. So mediation, let's talk about what it's not. It's not a substitute for discipline. Discipline's a different process. It's not therapy. Now, our mediators are trained, but they're not trained therapists. It's not telling others what to do. So if you're coming into it thinking that you can tell the other party, you know, how to act or what to do, or that the mediator will, that's not true. It's not crisis intervention. So if there's immediate threat or danger, there's different processes for that. It's not appropriate for all situations. And finally, it's not magic. All right. Now, that being said, it works most of the time. All right, so let's talk about the mediators. The mediators are volunteers that have volunteered to help in this area, and there's several across the state. So a mediator is an individual who's attended training. Like I said, they are required to take training. They're good listeners. They're a fair person who doesn't take sides. They're a person who can be trusted. They're a person who keeps things confidential on that same line. And finally, they're a person who doesn't make assumptions or draw conclusions based on stereotypes. Now that, you know, sounds like a perfect person, but these folks really are good folks that are volunteering to help you guys work out these problems. Okay. Now, a mediator is not a judge or a legal advisor. They have training, but not that kind of training. And they, again, are not a person who gives orders or advice. They're there to bring you together and help you out. Okay? Now, there's a bunch of frequently asked questions that I'm going to kind of sum up because it hits a lot of the highlights. Okay? So the process is confidential. It will not be in your personnel file. You can't be required to participate. Both parties need to decide that they want to use mediation. The mediation process typically is scheduled for 4 hours. So one session of 4 hours. Now, if both parties are, they haven't quite reached an agreement, but they feel like it's progressing, more time can be allotted for it. So you can schedule some more time. Okay. But the initial setup is 4 hours. Mediation is free. There's no charge for anybody. It's done by volunteers. It's a benefit of the state. It's not part of the grievance and appeals process. In fact, this is an informal process meant to avoid that. Workers' compensation issues are not allowed to be mediated. That's a different process. The ones that are mediated are employee interaction issues. Okay. Mediation takes place in a neutral area of the mediator's choice. Typically, they draw you out of your toxic environment and get you somewhere safe. Okay. The time spent using mediation is considered work time. And finally, you don't, the end goal is to sign a document that has an agreement of what everyone's going to do. This is not a requirement. Again, this is an informal process. So if you don't want to sign something, you don't have to. And finally, if you do, both parties do sign a contract. Well, I don't want to confuse anybody. I probably should not have said contract there. It's not a contract. What we call it is a mediation outcome. If both parties agree to it, they sign it. It's not a legal document, and the mediators do not enforce it. And one of them doesn't follow through. Really, your only recourse is more mediation or other processes, such as grievance. Okay? So that, in a long nutshell, is mediation. And I just want to say that, you know, life is too short. We work too many hours a day to work in a toxic environment that is typically built on miscommunication or lack of communication. This is a great benefit, free benefit, confidential benefit offered to you. And if there's issues, please use it. If there's not, great. If you work in a great section, then I'll get along and work well together. Awesome. All right, so you've made it through episode 3 of the Subject Matter Minute. Once again, thanks to Carla. I want you guys to all subscribe to this blog and spread the word. And I want to say thanks for joining me, and join me again for the next one, episode 4.
You have been watching the Subject Matter Minute with Matt Nagy. Please help us out by subscribing. And join us next month when we'll cover another topic of interest for all State of Wyoming employees. Again, thank you for joining us on the Subject Matter Minute.